What's good, Black Star Podcast? Welcome back to the channel. This is your boy Jared, and guys, we're gonna talk about this stuff, this situation that's going on with the Pass the Rope movement and backstabbing. So, I've been listening, been watching, been observing a lot of the stuff that's been going on in the black Passport Bro space. Now, I'm gonna say something that's gonna probably be unpopular. To me, I believe that everybody that's shooting everybody else in the foot, I feel that those people deserve to be excommunicated from the Passport Bro space. Here's why. To me, when I see the Passport Bro movement, I see it as a brotherhood and a brotherhood of knowledge being transferred to each and every other person that joins that space to find love and to find a sense of purpose across the world. You have numerous amounts of quote unquote Passport Bros coming out trying to expose different people in the Black manosphere in the Black Passport Bro space. Now, I'm going to just say this is wrong. And here's why I say this. As a Passport Bro, there shouldn't be no other person that could come in and cause such controversy. Come in and just take and sell out their brothers to a woman that is a feminist in Brazil and tries to extort and expose a man that is only 24 years old. There should not be a man in this space that is willing to do that to a Passport Bro, because that in turn makes you that makes you untrustworthy, and that makes you a target because you are willing to sell out your own brothers for your own gain and your own benefit. You are wrong for that, and you know very well that you are wrong for that. Black men, we need to start holding these men accountable for the treachery that they provide and the treachery that they endure. Because without trust, there is no community. And this community is already starting to shatter. Look at the Black manosphere. The Black manosphere is starting to splinter off into different subgroups due to the fact that three of the founders of the Black manosphere 2.0, those men are divided heavily. Those men are divided heavily upon different ideals and different perspectives. And they cannot get out of their own way to save this community. You have Obsidian and you have Angry Man defending the indefensible, and you have O'Shea calling out the indefensible and saying that she had no right to be in this space. Now, I believe and I know that there's treachery on all spectrums. But we as men, we should not be to the point where we're this splintered and this separated in thought that we cannot come to a consistent agreement. I get it. Not everybody's going to have the same agreement, same mindset, same stances on a lot of things. But the thing about it is, when you have somebody that actively says, oh, I believe this and I'm going to stand on this, I'm going to stand on that, and that comes in between each other, that's when you have a problem. And that's why I feel that the black manosphere is at a crossroads that it is today. But what do I know? Like, share, subscribe to the channel. Support the podcast on Spotify.com. I will see you guys on the flip side. And thank you guys for listening. Bye, guys.